ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे आफ्टरनून वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता 18 चैप्टर विच इज एंटाइटल्ड द परफेक्शन ऑफ रिनंसिएशन। This is the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 68. Yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhyasati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaishyata samshaya. Translation: for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only. For those who are not devotees, will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as He is and Bhagavad Gita as it is, should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. However, anyone who sincerely tries to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Yaidam paramam guhyam madbhaktesha vidyasati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaishyata samshaya. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed and at the end he will come back to me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Hare Krishna. Would like to welcome all devotees for our Sunday feast program, and we actually very much appreciate your taking out your time and coming every Sunday like this, and this inspires all of us also, those who are staying in the temple, practice devotional service. When we see that devotees are so sincere that they get once a week off and they want to come and chant and dance and glorify the Supreme Lord. And today we are reading from this very important chapter of the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is speaking about preaching. And since this is the month of the book distribution marathon, and every devotee here in our congregation is inspired under the leadership of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and many other devotees, they are distributing a lot of books, and we are on the verge of distributing 100,000 Bhagavad Gitas, 1 lakh Bhagavad Gitas This has never been done before. And devotees are very inspired and they want to preach and give the message of Krishna to everyone. So, considering this situation, let us discuss a little bit about preaching, about book distribution. And in this verse which we just now read, Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna the importance of preaching. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that if we sincerely give Krishna to others, if we sincerely do that, we will get pure devotional service and we will go back home, back to Godhead. This is Prabhupada's guarantee. When Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan in June 1976, he used to give evening darshan and devotees would come to his room and they would hear Krishna Katha from Prabhupada. But one particular evening, Prabhupada was very sick. He was holding his stomach like this and he was in acute pain. His body was paining. His head was reeling. And Prabhupada had kept his eyes closed. And devotees who entered the room as usual, they knew that Prabhupada is very sick and he will not be speaking. So Prabhupada's secretary, Pradyumna Prabhu, he was reading from Krishna book or some Prabhupada's book. And others were quietly listening. So the program everybody understood was, today Prabhupada will not be speaking, but Pradyumna Prabhu will instead read, and then they all will go. So this went on for some time, and after some time, Pradyumna Prabhu finished, he closed the book, and all devotees were about to leave. And Prabhupada, all the while, Prabhupada was sitting like this, head down, in acute pain. And as soon as devotees got up to leave, Prabhupada looked up, and Prabhupada said, any questions? So devotees are surprised. Prabhupada is asking for questions. So should we leave him alone or should we ask? So then one devotee sat down. And immediately others sat down. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, what will happen in Kali Yuga? And then Prabhupada started answering. Then somebody asked a question about Krishna. And Prabhupada was in great spirit. And everybody, and even Prabhupada, everybody forgot that Prabhupada is sick. Prabhupada was in a transcendental position and he was just narrating Krishna Katha non-stop for more than an hour. Went on speaking. He was blissful and devotees are blissful. And after an hour, devotees realized that Prabhupada should be left alone. And then they all left and they went back. So this is a very striking pastime that Prabhupada was so absorbed in discussing about Krishna and giving Krishna to others that he transcended bodily platform. And he always felt a great sense of urgency to give Krishna. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur would always say that there is only one problem in this world. What is that? Lack of Krishna consciousness. And there is only one solution needed for this world, and that is Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was very eager to present Krishna as he is. Because he was he was completely Krishna conscious. And when we remember Krishna or we connect ourselves to Krishna, we also become transcendental. Why? Because Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is Satchidananda. So when we connect ourselves to the source of all ananda, source of all bliss, we also become blissful. Therefore today we'll try to understand logically, this mood of Prabhupada, the importance of this mood of preaching or book distribution. We'll try to answer three questions. First is, whenever we are distributing books, there are how many parties involved? Basically two. One is the one who's taking the book. And the second party is all of us, because we are all devotees, we are preaching, we are distributing books. So we'll try to answer three questions. First is, what benefit will a person get when he takes a book? Because many times devotees are giving books but they are not sure if this book will actually benefit that person. They are doubtful. They are weak. And we need to strengthen our faith. It's very important for devotees to be convinced when they go out for book distribution and preaching that this book will help this person. Second question is, how will it benefit the book distributor? How will the preacher be benefited? That also is important, because we have some selfish interest. We also want something to gain in life. So we also will get something. And third, we'll discuss that the secret of the spiritual happiness, what is the mood in which we should distribute books, or what is the mood in which we should preach. Then we will be able to actually experience this ananda. Otherwise, this bliss will be very, very difficult to experience. So first question we'll try to answer now. What will happen to a person who takes Prabhupada's book or who renders sincere, submissive oral reception to Krishna Katha that we are speaking? What will happen when a person takes Prabhupada's book? He gets connected to Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir, Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the father of all living entities. Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, all the living entities are my parts and parcels. So if we are able to successfully give a book to a person, that person will be now re-establishing his lost connection with Krishna. So that journey has begun. And once we are connected to Krishna, that is the beginning of the end of our misery. Our life will change. Because in this world, people have everything, but they don't have Krishna, that's why they are miserable. In this world, there is no scarcity of anything. There are people who are billionaires, but they are also crying, they are also languishing. Their condition of every living entity is like that of a child who is lost in the market. A small boy or a small girl, a baby is lost in the market and is frantically searching for his or her parent, mother or father. And as the child is desperately crying for the mother or father, somebody comes and gives the child some lollipop. Somebody gives him a toy. Somebody gives him a mobile phone. Somebody gives him something else. Will the child be happy? You might give him the best electronic gadgets, but ultimately the child wants his parent. Only when he gets the loving embrace of his parent, he becomes completely satisfied. Similarly, in this world we see, people have everything. They have all the latest electronic gadgets. They have wealth, they have fame. They have big positions in society, but they are still miserable. They are crying, they are suffering. Because we are lost in this market of material world and we are desperately wanting to seek. The soul is desperately wanting to connect with the parent, and that is Krishna. And when we connect ourselves to Krishna, then everything else pales in comparison. It becomes insignificant. Therefore, we need to understand that we have to give this book, because this book will help this person get connected to his parent, eternal father. Today Govind Prabhu was saying in the morning class a very powerful point. Prabhupada was in Indore, Gita Sammelan, and these people had not kept Krishna's photo. And Prabhupada said, why you have not kept Krishna's photo? Krishna is the speaker of Gita. And these people said, we are interested in knowledge, not the person who is giving the knowledge. Prabhupada said, this is Maya, this is demoniac mentality. We are interested in the Lord's energy. We want to exploit and abuse the energy, but we are not interested in the energetic, the source of all this energy. And therefore people are miserable because they don't want Krishna. They want to enjoy Krishna's property, Krishna's resources. We will always be miserable as long as we have this consciousness. But once we give Prabhupada's book, which is filled with knowledge about how Krishna is a person, and we have to surrender to Krishna, he is our father. So once one gets Prabhupada's Gita and gets this knowledge, he becomes established in his constitutional position. And that is the source of all joy. There is no other misery. People have everything. There is no scarcity of anything in this world. Sometimes people say poverty is a problem. Actually, if you analyze, it is just because of the exploitative, greedy mentality of a few people that there is poverty in this world. Actually, there is no problem. In fact, the United Nations report says that to remove the poverty in this world, we just need $13 billion. That's all. And that is the amount of money that is spent by America and Europe every year on their cosmetics. That's it. So that means there is no scarcity. If people do a little bit of more intelligent planning, poverty can be removed. But the problem is poverty of the soul. The soul is suffering. People don't know that they have to connect themselves to Krishna. And therefore there is a big facade going on. A classic example that actually proved